You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. What do you got, Linz?
Well, guys, dancers at LA strip clubs have filed to unionize.
I saw this story today.
With Actors Equity Association, a move that would make them the first group of strippers to join the national union that represents theater actors. Performers at Star Garden in North Hollywood submitted a petition today with the National Labor Relations Board seeking union election. The initiative comes after months of staging protests outside the venue, raising concerns about workplace safety and labor rights. So this union, the Actors Equity, represents Broadway actors, stage managers, Disney World performers, and other regional actors. They said that they're supporting the effort, and that if it's successful, the workers would become the only strippers in the U.S. currently represented by a union. So that's what you need to know.
Prefer to be called exotic dancers.
Sorry, my bad.
And I do believe that they are performers, and they, why not? Let's go. Although, I did have a friend of mine, I was telling this story, and he said, well, you know, SAG would kind of be an unfortunate union to be part of if you are an exotic dancer.
Why so? Because you don't want to be saggy?
Correct.
Good job, Cappy. Yeah.
That one took me a second.
Yeah.
That one took me a
little
bit.
I saw the wheels
turning. Yeah, we were turning.
When I said, why is that, I already had the answer.
The steam was coming out of, out of the one ear.
Hey, listen, hold on a second. Are you telling me that if you say stripper, that that's like saying stewardess rather than flight attendant?
I think exotic dancer actually sounds cooler.
It does, because, I mean, not all exotic dancers are strippers, but all are exotic dancers.
Correct.
I don't know about that.
That is correct.
Sure.
Yeah, because they don't all take all their clothes off.
Correct.
They don't all strip. Some of them are just bikini dancers.
Yeah, some of them are. Yeah, that's what they do.
Well, they should get into this union, but I don't really know what
the
benefits are.
Are you part of SAG yet or no?
I am.
Okay, then let's go. Then just vouch. Why don't we just call SAG on the phone?
I'm happy to do it.
That probably wouldn't be a good idea in our part.
I got to figure out how to use SAG, though. It's like using everything else that's hard for me.
I use their insurance. It's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've been told.
Yeah. It's great.
I got it.
And fairly inexpensive.
You'll have to tell me more.
Off the air, we'll do
it. Okay. All right, ladies, I suggest that you guys unionize. Go for it, girls.
They should, because think about all the workplace crap that those women have to deal with, you know?
Oh, I mean, jeez.
They need a union. I mean, if someone needs a union, it's them.
I feel like Cappy's the guy who gets a little wild at the exotic dancers.
I'm the guy who makes it
rain. No, him and Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
They go into
You're a tag team.
Together.
Yeah. When they go in targeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a new find.
Really? Targeting? Yeah. Is that now the word we use?
Yeah. Like, targeting is actually the perfect word.
You and Rachel
are going to get suspended for a half, too, like the college football players.
Jeez, man.
For targeting.
Tell you what, this weekend, who knows what goes down? Because Chris is coming down to be.
I know what's
going to
happen.
Are the Bensons going with you to the exotic club?
Is the Benson family going to be around?
I should call the Bensons this weekend.
Yeah.
Although I do believe they told me they were going to some wine fair or something.
May I ask what they do for a living? Or are they in some sort of financial scheme? Because they seem to have a lot of vacations. More so than Sedano.
I don't know about that. Sedano has more vacation than anybody I know right now.
Wait till the new contract kicks in.
Really?
Sedano clause, hashtag.
Really?
Going for more vacation.
Gosh, wow.
So real question, when you take the days off to work for ESPN,
Those don't count as
I was going to say, so those don't count against
you. Because I'm working for the company.
And that includes the travel days as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any Sedano clause?
No, that's not a Sedano clause. That's an everybody clause that works games.
But do you have any vacation guilt at all?
No.
See, I have been...
Dude, last year, I literally, like, I had to call Amanda and be like, hey, can I roll over a few? Because I haven't taken them.
Yeah, I was...
So I was like, you know what? I'm taking them this year.
Yeah, this whole time, I've been kvetching about the entire thing. I've been like, you know, I take a day off or two, and then I just feel terrible. Like, why did I do that?
Let me tell you something. I have never felt better. Like, honestly, I needed all that time away to just feel recharged, because I don't take a ton of vacation. When I am gone, to Lindsay's point, I'm working. Like, I'm not like taking a ton of time off. So because of that, I was like, the hell with it. It's nice to just kind of like from afar, just kind of look at the community.
All right, wait a second, though.
But you guys, more than anyone, need that, though. And Cappy, for example, after the show Friday.
You're doing two shows, for God's sake.
Yeah, yeah, because when he takes off, he doesn't take off the other show or vice versa. Because Friday after the show, Cappy calls and he's like, I just want to make sure I'm off on Monday and Tuesday, right? And I'm like, yeah, we're good. And then he texts me Monday and is like, hey, are we good for today? And I was like, what are you doing? You're off today. And he goes, I know. I'm just triple checking. Who's in? He wanted to know who was in and everything. I was like,
do you ever text the other producer by accident thinking it's Lindsay or vice versa?
No. But I told Lindsay. I said,
that's because you're Stu Nah. That's the only reason.
No, I told her. I said, I care.
I know you care, Cap, but you also, like, you guys need your days off. Like, talent needs the recharge.
I think everybody needs days off.
Yeah, for sure. But you guys are talking for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I feel like, you know.
I mean, it's not tarring roofs. I mean, it's
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
it beats having a real job.
No, I know, here, but it, know? It requires but, a level of mental, no, you know.
Yeah, no, she's right, though. Mentally, you get fried after a while.
All right, so hold on a second. So next week, we got a busy week. We got Wednesday down at Union
Station. We're going to press the flesh.
Okay. Oh, it's going to be a party, party, oh, party. I can't wait. Yeah. The Hometown Brew House at Union Station, mm-hmm. downtown, 4 to 7 p.m., going to be packed.
Yeah.
Clinton's going to be there. Beto's going to be there. And even though Sedano doesn't always like to do the show live. We're going to have a great party.
Let's discuss this. It's not because I don't like being with the people, because I've actually suggested.
He loves being with the people.
I've actually suggested, let's go just do like a party, like, and like hang out with
but
people.
Sometimes they want to see the show.
And not do the show part.
They want to see the sausage get made.
Like, I would much rather, like, for example, do the show here, you and me, and then we'll go over to Union Station and party with the people.
But don't you understand? People love live imaging.
They do. I get it.
I don't know about that. But
I'm just saying that I feel like that way we could allocate.
No, it's part of it.
But my reasoning for that is we could allocate actually more time to the people if we did the show here and then went over to that place and then just had a party for 2 hours.
We
you know?
Can do some of those, but sometimes we got to do the show live too,
no,
so
I
they
get
see it.
It's fine. I'm all
and by the way, you signed me up for live imaging Friday at Hollywood Park. I wasn't planning on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, come on.
I'm coming by, but I don't know if I'm doing live.
No, live imaging Lil. Friday.
That's a lot.
No, dude, we need We need Lisp, live imaging.
You're
no.
in high demand, oh, yeah, Christopher.
Why did you call it Lil?
Because yesterday was live imaging Wednesday.
I wasn't doing live imaging yesterday.
Didn't you do a live imaging Wednesday?
I don't know.
Oh, you were talking about him doing it while we're on Wednesday, when we're at Homebound.
Yes, that's what happened.
But it's not a live imaging Wednesday. It's just the Sedano show's live, so we're live.
I don't know, man. Yesterday,
I said Sedano show. Sorry,
I know.
Sedano and Cap.
No,
is
it's
live.
No. He's back now. He's back. Give this kid the keys and have him drive. I'll just be over here if you need me. I'll turn the radio.
I love
station.
What you're dressed as, though. I know that people
what do you
are
mean,
posting
dressed
it.
As.
I mean, I like your little attire action.
Oh,
you got
I mean,
going
you make
on.
It seem like I'm wearing a costume right now, like it's Halloween.
I mean, it is costumeish.
Is it?
Yeah, it is costumeish.
A little bit. I just have never seen anyone in my life wear flip flops with like a dress coat.
The pastels are nice.
Thank you.
It's summertime still.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen. When
Laura's examining you, the dress here.
Laura, you want to take a look at me? You want to smell me?
Like, no, don't
I
do
don't
that.
Smell
oh, jeez. Come on.
Yeah, it's like no. I would be the boo.
Yeah. Laura, no. what do you think of Cappy's attire? I kind of like it. It's very summery.
I think you look really good, Cap.
Thank you.
You just missed the shoe part, but you know you're good.
I mean, the flip-flops are weird.
Okay, so here's the deal. Hmm. It just gets to a point during the summer where you're not wearing shoes, you're wearing flip-flops. Like for me, I'm wearing flip-flops all the time.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to
put
on shoes.
I don't
shoes.
Like wearing flip-flops very often.
No?
Oh my gosh, really?
No. So comfortable.
Not my thing.
Now, I did bring a pair of sneakers.
But you got to wear good flip-flops. Do you have the good ones?
Yeah, I got really good ones.
Or get nice like ones. Get those slip-on boat shoes. You know?
No, boat shoes are like not, so not, my boomer dad.
Okay, not like, there's stylish boomer. Ones that you wear as like casual shoes when you want to dress casual with a sport coat that are not flip-flops. Mm. Just saying.
Well, anyway, listen, here's what I can tell you.
Yeah.
It is summertime. When Chris comes in for a live imaging Thursday, hashtag lit, I like to get dressed the way he gets dressed.
Okay, cool.
But can I wear this to Del Mar, this exact outfit?
You could if you'd like.
It's a little. The black shirt wouldn't go well in during the daytime.
Well, maybe like a pink. Or
yeah,
pastel.
Something lighter. Yeah.
Chris, would you ever wear flip flops with a suit?
I haven't, but if I can't do that Saturday at Del Mar, can
no.
I?
No, I feel like you would do it for the bit, but in real life, you would never.
I would
do
never
that.
Do it. No.
You know,
I don't
not.
Even like people wearing sneakers with suits. It bothers me.
Yeah,
I do that all the time.
I know.
Yeah.
Does it's that bother like, you?
Not because Sedano can kind of pull it off.
Okay.
He's kind of got that young
what
thing.
Yeah.
Like when James
you cannot
Key doing
it. That's what he's saying. That's literally what
I
he's
still
saying.
Need to wear loafers.
I can pull it off.
Old,
you cannot.
When James loafers. Worthy does it on TV, it's like, come on, James.
Yeah.
Big shot.
He's big game James.
Nah.
What, so therefore he's just allowed to have this?
He can do whatever he wants.
Oh, really?
He can never do wrong in my eyes.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm watching.
Big game, I want you to know, you can never do wrong in my eyes.
That's sweet. I'm watching now the Hulu show.
Oh, I'm not watching that.
Legacy.
No interest.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
A. I think I'm super cool because I found out I have Hulu. B,
yeah.
I think I'm super cool because I have figured out how to use Hulu.
Good for you.
And three, in the last
Wait,
two nights.
A, B, and three.
Yes,
that's right.
A,
B,
there's
and three.
A, there's B, and there's three.
Yeah.
And three, I have watched both episodes in the last two nights. Took them down. Yeah. I am officially caught up, just to let everybody know.
I don't. I have no interest because I feel like there's not going to be. It's sanitized. I didn't want to watch. I didn't watch the Derek Jeter. I watched the first Derek Jeter one. I thought the first episode was interesting because of the parent situation. And then I watched the last one because I was sitting there drinking bourbon and I had nowhere to go in Kentucky. And honestly, I was watching it only because I was just like, man, he's really not that interesting. No, like, it just.
I've not watched any of that.
Yeah, and I didn't watch any of it. But the Lakers one, I kind of thought about it yesterday.
Please do. Please watch it. Here's
it's
why.
It's just the sanitized version. No. I don't want to watch this.
No, hold on a second. Hold on. I'm here to tell you this. I've watched the first two episodes, and I disagree with what you're saying.
You're saying it's not sanitized.
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm saying it's very dirty. Very dirty. Not sanitized. Very dirty.
Why so? How so?
Well, listen. The first thing is, you would think that they would try and make Dr. Jerry Buss look like something that maybe he wasn't because...
No, but everybody knows!
Okay, right, and they're not hiding.
He was in, like, they won the championship in Orlando, and he's, like, in the booth with, like, a bunch of people.
They're not hiding his story. They are not hiding what he was.
But why would you want to... I mean, no, listen, you can't hide that.
No, but it's... But what I'm saying is...
We know.
But it's good. It's entertaining.
Okay.
And I think seeing all of his different children... And learning a little bit about the family dynamics. Like, he was an absentee father when they were kids, but when they were adults, he was like, I want you guys to be in the business. And then ultimately what he found out
I saw that in Winning Time.
Yes, and by the way, speaking of Winning Time, Jerry West, for all of his anger about the way he was portrayed in Winning Time...
He's very angry.
He pretty much tells you in this first episode, he's like, look, I cursed everybody out. I was a total pain in the ass. And I'm sitting on my couch going, then what were you complaining about?
Right, the Supreme Court, I'm sure, is laughing as they see that.
Well, he is.
Because remember, he was going to take it to the Supreme Court.
All the way. Yeah. All the way. Yeah. I'm telling you this. You should not be close-minded and say that it's sanitized and I don't need to watch it. You should watch it.
I know the history of the Lakers.
You should watch it with me so that we can have discussions like we're in a book club.
This is what you want. That's all you want. You want me to discuss it with you.
We're in a book club now, you and me. And I also want you to watch Hard Knocks on the Detroit Lions.
No way.
Yes, it's excellent. It's outstanding. I'm two episodes in. It's freaking phenomenal. I promise you.
Listen, I would rather watch you clip your toenails than watch Hard Knocks Detroit Lions.
On my right foot or my left foot?
Either one.
Because my left foot's fine. My right foot's disgusting.
Both. You couldn't pay me enough money to watch Detroit Lions.
It's great. Hard Knocks is great.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Dan Campbell?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know what Dan Campbell reminds me of?
Pro wrestler Hulk Hogan?
No. The guy in South Park. What was the teacher's name? PC. God. PC something was the name.
Johnson?
Smith?
No! Stevens?
God damn it. Sorry. PC. Something.
Do you realize we've gone 1 hour and 12 minutes on the show and there's not been one...
Wait, that's not true. We talked about LeBron Brady.
There's a good clip from Dan Campbell from Hard Knocks from
Principal.
Last time.
PC Principal from South Park.
Okay. Here, this is Cappy's favorite clip.
All I think about is you guys. That's all I think about, man. That's all I think about is you guys and how I set you up for the best possible advantage I can give you to have a season. I swear to you, man. I just need you to trust me. That's all. Please.
Oh my God! I want
to
vomit.
Let's be better tomorrow.
No way, man.
So bad,
dude. I'm gonna start crying.
Oh my God! How can you watch that crap?
This guy's great. He is a pro.
I mean, HBO does a lot of great things, but Detroit Lions, I'm out, bro.
I'm becoming a Detroit Lion follower this season.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna follow him all season long.
Yeah, you don't follow him to be like 1-15 or whatever.
That may be the case, but if so, then I'm gonna feel like wow.
Even Jared Goff doesn't want to be there. I'm sure.
Well, no, Jared Goff doesn't want to be part of Hard Knocks. Jared Goff's like, yo, I did this twice. I look like a jerk. I'm not doing it again. Yeah. Stay away from me.
Yeah.
So Jared Goff has had thus far through two episodes zero role.
Wait, so now you're watching Hard Knocks and you're watching the Lakers. What do they call it? Legacy.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm very caught up on sports documentaries. Very caught up.
We're in an era of sports documentaries, boy. Everyone's pumping one out. You and I should do one.
We should.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Actually, the story of Sedano and Caps win at the Mandy Awards, I think, would be a great
documentary.
It would
be a hilarious bit.
Yeah.
How mad would all the other shows get if we did like a production like that?
It would be pretty intense.
We could do it.
Oh, then definitely do it.
We could pull it off.
Yeah, definitely do it.
It's a lot of production,
though. Let's jump on everybody here who can help us before anybody else steals our idea and jumps on everybody who can help us, like Carlo. Okay, and Josh.
Briones.
You know that I aspire to be a documentary producer.
Okay,
so
we've got a producer.
It's my big break.
Lindsay. Right, yeah, we've got a writer, producer all of a sudden.
You know what she told me the other day?
Tell me.
That by the time I see a documentary on my homepage at Netflix, it's already, once it's charting or trending, she's already seen it.
Oh, no, she's like a documentary freak.
Because I asked her the other day, have you seen this documentary? Oh, please, Chris.
Yeah.
By the time you see it, I've already seen it.
Well, usually when I ask people for suggestions, I used to, when I was on Twitter, and people would be like, oh, did you see this or that? And it's like, well, duh, like, I'm looking for, like, deep dive, you know?
You're really not coming back to Twitter? You're really not going to be part of the community?
I don't blame you. I haven't, I don't tweet much anymore.
I do miss the community, but that doesn't mean I'm not watching from afar. Just saying.
Oh, she's got a burner for sure.
Dead Meow 5.
Just saying. Well, no, no one has found it yet. No one has figured it out yet. So you know,
Cap has thought about getting a burner just to be like, yeah, way to go, Cap.
Replying like Kevin Durant. But yeah. Cap would, how long would it take for Cap to expose the burner account?
35 seconds.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. For sure. You're
forgot
so
to
bad.
Switch.
Did you guys hear today's show? Cappy was great. Way to go.
Hey, Cappy, way to use your phone to get that bottle of water from the vending refrigerator at
Why
the
do
office.
You have to kill my
friend? Mason just says he's got Jorge working on a Mason Ireland documentary.
Oh, of course he does. Of course he does.
Because he'd have to pay Jorge.
Of course he does.
So you're saying he's cheap?
No, actually, when it comes to things that make him look good.
Oh, he would pay out the nose.
He would pay.
Yeah.
But what's that documentary going to be like?
Yeah.
It's going to start with like the old 40s like film. Back in the day, two guys wanted to do a show.
Yeah. It's going to be like, remember those, like when you watch those old timey movies and people go to the movie theater and they used to have those newsreels?
By the way, I'll tell you on the next side.
Like 90s, 20s guy, like, it's the bee's knees.
The boys in blue are coming home.
I got a good story. I mentioned it already today, but John insulted them. This week.
Oh, I want to hear this. Yeah. I want to hear this. And I didn't get to the LeBron morsel. Let's do that. And by the way, I am right. I have been so... I've been wrong a few times.
Come on, really?
But I am so right about something with the Dodgers.
Oh, really?
So right.
I know exactly what it is.
We'll get to that coming.
I told you this last year, too, by the way. You didn't listen to me.
Can we go to break now?
Yeah.
All right, go. All right. Go to break, Laura, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
By the way, Bergman's got a tan and he's lost weight. Yeah. Is Mason still trying to lose weight?
Yeah, he's still trying.
Says he lost.
But I heard he's like gained weight.
Yeah, he was ripping keto today. He was
ripping
just like
keto.
Yeah, because
he has no discipline. That's why.
Yeah, he was like, I don't see how it actually people lose weight on that. And I was like,
yeah,
I did.
You just start. Like your
oh,
like
he
your
was
body
killing.
Your fat,
he was killing intermittent fasting. He said there is no scientific proof that that even works.
No, it's absolutely true.
It works if it works for you.
Just fine.
You know
I lost 15 pounds.
You know what doesn't work, Mace? And from experience, I know.
Eating donuts.
I don't eat donuts, but I eat crap late at night and then go to bed.
Yeah. Well, he eats donuts late at night.
Yeah. That's not going to work for any diet.
Yeah. No. And a little exercise is nice, too.
Well, I don't think he does. I don't know if he's still
he
doing
does
the
yoga.
Yeah.
He does?
I mean, but what kind of yoga is Mason doing?
Like hot yoga?
No. No way.
Like hot, sweaty yoga?
Yoga's hard.
Yoga's hard. I don't know. You know what, Mason? I want the audio video crew here at 710 ESPN to go with you to yoga. I want to see what your yoga looks like.
By the way, we were playing Obsession there. Was that for an anniversary? I missed it.
No, great just, song, by the way.
Just because. Oh,
okay.
You know,
that's
you know,
what I thought.
Try to
remember who sings that song. My Obsession. Anybody?
Some 80s band that
yeah,
is
right.
a one-hit wonder.
It's Pinot Noir Day.
Oh, it is?
Oh. When I was in Oregon, I had a lot of Pinot.
Did you?
I was impressed with your pictures in Oregon. I didn't realize the beaches were so vast in Oregon. I've never been.
Beautiful. And here's the thing. The water temperature is cold like here, but there's no waves. Like, you literally can go out like 50 feet or 50 yards or whatever, and it's like by your knees.
Really?
It's great. Well, especially with kids, it was perfect. It's like, hey, go play. You're gonna get tired out before you get anywhere that's deep, so we don't have to worry.
Okay.
National Fajita Day.
Really?
You know, Cappy goes to a lot of Mexican restaurants where we're like, oh, let's get some fajitas.
Yeah. That does sound kind of good right
guys,
now.
Guys, it's Margarita
Night. Eastside Cappy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Cappy is now Eastside Cappy, but his crew down there?
Oh, no, they're not. Yeah.
You went where, Cappy?
Eastside, man.
Yeah.
East Side in a big way.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
How hot was what you had at the end?
Oh, dude, I started sweating like behind my ears, you know, and like then down my, you know what?
Yeah.
It was gross.
Yeah.
Well, you kept eating those wet pepinos, and we told you to stop.
Dude, I had, I think it was, what did I?
Because he's extra.
What did I have? Did I have 11 tacos and one?
I think you had 11 tacos and had a, not a quesadilla because they took it from you.
Right.
It was something else.
Tostada.
Yeah, I had a tostada. Dude, it was fire.
And a lot of wet, spicy pepinos.
See?
And red sauce. Yep. I don't know why.
Yeah, and the red sauce.
He poured
What's
that.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Well, I had this plate of tacos, right? Yeah. And then I took this red sauce and I just put it all over this joint. And then I... what?
All over this joint.
Right. That's like a new thing I'm saying now. Have you heard of this, George?
No.
You've never heard of this? No. This is a new phrase I'm using now. I'm incorporating it.
I wasn't around. I don't know if you realize over the last month.
No, no. Well, I'm trying.
Oh, no, we know.
But I'm, trying to incorporate.
You're not doing a good job of it.
You don't think so?
Just retire that. You know.
What was it again you said?
Well, when you put something, you're like, I put some sauce all over these joints. You know, and those are tacos. Tacos.
Exactly.
What's wrong with you?
No.
You don't think that's a good use of that?
No, absolutely not.
You've mastered ish, sus. You know?
Yeah. My 8-year-old said sus the other day.
Really?
Aww. I thought of you immediately.
Nice. Hella sus is our name.
She said, Daddy, that's sus. And I said, don't you ever say that to me. I'm not even joking. That was my response. Speaking of sus.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was surprised about LeBron signing the extension when he did.
When you say signing when he did, do you mean like as long after from the first day he was able to sign it?
I would imagine, now this is a pure reckless speculation
Give
on
it
my
to
part.
Me. Give
okay?
it to me.
My guess is that he probably got some assurances
of
being, of their assets, the Lakers, being used to return them to contender status is the way I would describe it.
Okay, see, this is what I said yesterday. Yeah. I said, look. Clinton Yates was in here yesterday, and Clinton doesn't like to look as deep into things like I do. Like, I'm immediately looking for a conspiracy, and Clinton's very happy to just accept that it's, you know, hey, this is great. He signed. Let's just leave it there. Me, I'm like, no, hold on.
No. I'm normally on Clinton's side in regards to you being a little too deep. But as you know, with LeBron, there's a lot of layers, is what I would say.
To me, it was very simple. LeBron did not sign when he could have signed, which I want to say was, what was the date on that?
August 4th.
Okay. He could have signed August 4th. He signed August 17th.
He waited almost 2 weeks.
Right. Why?
A little bit of a negotiation.
Right.
Is my guess.
Because
not about the money, because the money was the easy part.
No, behind the scenes, LeBron is explaining to everybody, this is the way I see it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, this is what has to be done. Yeah, we're not really sure we're going to be able to do that. Okay, then I won't sign. Hey, LeBron, are you you planning on signing this thing? Yeah, I told you guys what I wanted you to do. And so when you do it, then I'm going to sign. And so when he ultimately signs, my mind immediately says, they have told him, let me rephrase that. He has told them what to do, and they are now going to do it. He feels comfortable that it's getting done, and now he's ready to sign.
Yeah. I don't think you're too far off.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey.
I wouldn't say you've nailed it, but I would say that sounds relatively... sort of what it would be.
What percentage would you give me here?
Like 80?
80%?
Yeah.
All right, so give me the other 20%.
I don't know. I mean, there's other potential scenarios that could have unfolded, but I'm with you.
Do you think that his signing...
I believe that the conversations that they had with the Lakers for the 2 weeks or so were probably... And longer, actually. I would say that those conversations have probably gone back since before July 4th. So, like, over a month, I would say. And I believe, again, not reporting anything, just speculating, that it finally came to each side came to the conclusion that it's in everyone's best interest to potentially put whatever assets are necessary to give them the best chance to succeed and win a championship as soon as possible. Because what we've seen is, as great as LeBron has been, I mean, average 30 points a game at age 37. It's pretty impressive. But he's getting hurt more times than not now. He's no longer completely indestructible, right? I mean, the dude had Solomon Hill roll his leg like any other player out for the whole year. Like, LeBron is kind of a cyborg in that way. But he came back and he played through some pain, even though that didn't work out so well for them that year.
However, I do think that both sides have to understand that he's, I'm not saying it's over, but he's nearing the end. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't, he's on the back nine for sure, like now. But, so injuries are going to be potentially part of it. So I do think that if they're going to capitalize on the window, they need to do it sooner rather than later.
So does LeBron's signing, and this is where I was going with it, does LeBron's signing signify, see the way I put signing and signify, it's almost the same word right next to each other.
Correct, yeah.
Does the signing signify that they're about to make a major move?
I don't know if it signifies they're about to make a major move. I just think that it signifies that they are absolutely in lockstep on that there needs to be a move made to get them back into contender status. And my guess is, this is a guess, is that everything is on the table again. No longer, if I had to guess, no longer are there going to be constraints as to what could be available depending on, based on whatever player becomes available.
I'm reading in between what you're saying, because here's what's happening for me.
What are you reading?
On the receiving end of what you're saying, here's what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a guy who's doing a lot of thinking about what he's saying. I'm getting a guy who's...
You're saying me.
Yes, that's you.
Yeah.
You are doing a lot of thinking about the way you're saying something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that here's what I just interpreted.
Okay.
The Lakers today are willing to trade both picks that we've talked about forever, pick year 27 and 29 or 26 and 28, whatever it is.
27 and 29.
The Lakers today are finally willing to trade those two picks. In other words, before LeBron signed, they were like, no, we don't want to give up these two picks, man. We'll give up one, but not two. Now LeBron is signed because LeBron knows that they are willing to finally agree that if they have to give up two picks at a time when LeBron James will not be playing in the NBA, he wants to know that they're willing to trade those future assets today to help him get a championship.
I've always told you that if you're in the LeBron business, you have to be willing to push all the chips to the center of the table as many times as possible. And if I had to guess, that's probably the case here, where there is an understanding that if a specific type of player that is a max talent type player is available, that they will use all their resources to do everything they can to try to grab said player.
Russ, the two picks, to Brooklyn for Kyrie. That's what LeBron wants. That's what he thinks they can do. That's why he signed.
Maybe.
That's just my interpretation.
I mean, that I would say that if I had to guess, that perhaps that would be plausible.
Mm. Plausibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. You drop morsels, and I just interpreted right through all that. I was listening very carefully.
You're getting better at this.
I was listening very
you
carefully.
You were really terrible at this
very
the beginning.
Intently. I didn't care back then.
Yeah.
Very
but now you're into
right.
it.
Now I'm really into
you're
it.
You're into yeah. it. You yeah. love it. Because yeah. you do love the drama.
I can't help it.
But it's what I explained to you when you didn't love the NBA at first.
I know, but that
the NBA has so much drama.
I know.
It's right up your alley.
I know. You got me.
You are a drama queen.
Yes.
Yes.
And so is LeBron. And so are the NBA players. So is Kevin Durant. So is Kyrie Irving. So is Russell Westbrook. So is Anthony Davis. We.
You and me.
We're all drama queens.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you want the double BLT or do you want just the regular club sandwich?
I think the double
I mean, if
BLT
you guys were hungry, I would
good.
Have ordered your food, you know, hours ago when I ordered.
Well, we need a little nosh. We got to drive home back to Orange County, and then I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
Stuff to do.
He's got stuff.
What do you got cooking?
Sexy classy.
I got a later. No, she's in New York. Easy.
I know. But
wow.
Sexy classy.
Yeah.
He's going to be sexy classy tonight.
What does that mean exactly?
What are we playing?
Laura putting his business out on the streets.
You said Falling. I searched for Falling in here. This is what I got.
No, Fallen by Alicia Keys, which is on the list.
Oh. Not bad.
Well, this
Where's
is
the
even
record
better.
Scratch, right?
Yeah. What is this for? Yeah. Wait, what is this on?
My bad.
Might be.
Meanwhile, it is 5:30 at the Southland. You know what we do then.
Yeah.
You can follow her at Instagram, at Lindsay Baseball.
Doom, doom, doom.
Radio Tinder time.
Doom, doom, doom.
Do you want an appetizer?
The history blues theme.
Doom. You want an appetizer with a nosh?
Yeah, let's get. I like that double BLT. Sounds good.
A little not something else with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, whatever you like. I'll eat
Meanwhile, take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. I know you're super excited to hear that coming back, Sedano. But I'll tell you one person who's not is Clinton Yates because he thinks this is a stupid bit.
Man, you guys are fired up today.
Really,
I like that you do the fake enthusiasm.
I do too.
And it started at the Mandy's. Remember?
And you know what? That's all that matters. That's all that matters is that we like it because it's our show.
Clinton
right?
doesn't like it.
Weren't you here yesterday when he was like, oh, no, it was with Ramona. Both Monday and Tuesday, he was just like, I
Wait,
don't get
were
it.
Were you here yesterday or were you not here?
I was here yesterday. No, yeah. not here. I was on the air, but I was not here
They
physically.
Have a Korean barbecue cheesesteak. That sounds
that
like a
sounds
lot,
amazing.
Ooh,
that sounds amazing.
But that sounds like a lot.
I know, but it does sound
Yeah,
fire.
But you'll crush that. What happened to your diet?
Well, it starts on September 6th.
Oh, he's starting a new one.
Starts on September 6th. Don't forget.
He's currently yeah. binge eating
right.
until
I did a
24-hour
fast to cleanse all the alcohol.
Yeah, and?
Oh, I should do
I
that.
Feel good.
All right. Well, you look good.
Thank you.
Well, I'll get to Radio Tinder because don't yeah. forget we got Balaki up next.
Oh, yeah, Balaki. Talk some Dodgers.
All right, so the Titans and the Buccaneers held their second of two joint practices yesterday in Nashville. And guess what? They won't be having them anymore.
Cappy would totally be at the joint practice.
Uh-huh, 100%.
Well, you got to have that practice all up on that joint.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was a fight broke out during Wednesday's practice yeah. when Bucks running back Leonard Fournette punched Titans lineman Jeffrey Simmons in the head.
Wait. Leonard Fournette?
Uh-huh. uh-huh.
Again?
Yep. He
Did he
punched.
Get in another fight?
Oh, no, but don't you remember Leonard Fournette was the guy that in college like walked up to a dude after a game? Isn't that the same guy that punched
LSU,
him in the face?
Yeah,
it is. I guess he's probably got anger problems, which I'm sure.
Good
a lot
running
of,
back though.
Yeah,
top 10 in your probably a top 10 fantasy running back.
I think
this
he punched
year.
Some dude from like Boise State, like after a bowl game or something.
Well,
no, he didn't play in the bowl game.
No, then I guess I got somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday reporters said that things got pretty feisty, but then Titans coach Mike Vrabel jumped in quickly to help extinguish the brawl, and both teams were then separated on the field as practice ended. Coincidentally, or maybe not, Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward tweeted out yesterday, quote, joint practices are dumb, period. Hmm. Do you agree with Cam Hayward? Swipe left or swipe right? Sedano?
I don't. I will swipe left on that. I mean, you talk to most coaches, they love the joint practice because they actually get to play their starters in those things as opposed to the preseason games because Sean McVay ruined that years ago. Mm-hmm. Nobody's now playing starters in the preseason game for the most part. I will ask this, though, this question of Cappy. Well, answer the question. I have a question to follow
up. So, no, I disagree with Cam. I think that these joint practices are valuable, especially since, as George points out, nobody's playing in their preseason games. So, but I will say this, they do get hot, you know, because I think the one you're talking about, was that the one where the lady got hurt in the stands?
I don't know. This isn't that. Okay. There was actually another fight with two other teams, but this one was like just an on the field brawl and nobody seems to know like what started it.
Speaking of nobody knows, what the hell is going on with your boy, Tom Brady, your boyfriend?
Dude, I don't know. But isn't it weird? Like, they cleared him to go away for 2 weeks, and everybody's like, well, it's just Tom Brady. I mean, he can walk right back in. I'm like, yeah, but what about everybody else?
Yeah.
Like, it's a little weird.
I mean, even for you, you'd have to think that's weird.
I do.
Have you, like, reached out to him?
I have not.
And be like, Tommy, are you okay?
No, but I've been trying to check out what's going on Instagram. Like, yo, man, like, are you doing something? Like, do you have to, like, advertise your T-shirt brand or
so
what?
So, my wife has a conspiracy theory.
Okay, and that is?
She believes that Giselle, who's never really wanted him to play football very much anymore, that she may be not so thrilled that he came back to play football.
Oh, really?
And so they're on a family vacation. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where, like, if you start a new job and you're like, hey, listen, I'm really excited to get started, but I just want to tell you, I had this vacation planned.
Yeah.
And so even though I'm only going to start work for 2 weeks and then I'm going to take a 2-week vacation, I can wait until after the vacation. Like, no, come to work, get started. Yeah. And people at work are like, what the hell is this guy just started? He's on a 2-week vacation? That's Tom Brady
right now. Happened to me at ESPN. I started ESPN and my wife was pregnant. So we had a few months into it. We had, you know, she wanted to have Aria with her doctor in Miami and we flew down to Miami. We were there for 2 months.
Oh.
I mean, you can't travel the baby until 8 weeks.
Oh, really?
They get vaccinations and stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Forgot.
I mean, you're not supposed to.
It's been a long time since I had babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they probably went on some like family or couples like vacation to like, you know, like a team building thing.
I believe that. Do you buy that?
That's what I think.
Giselle's not thrilled?
Well, here's like out on an island somewhere.
How about if this happened?
They bought an island?
How about this? Probably. You ready? When he retired, they said they're like, hey, we're going on a summer vacation.
Yeah.
It's going to be from August 5th yeah. to like August yeah. 25th.
Yeah.
And so now Tom Brady's like, well, I'm back. And they're like, well, we can't cancel the vacation. We paid for it.
Right.
No refunds.
Yeah.
So maybe that's
you can buy trip insurance.
It's not a coincidence. Then there was this like interview that Giselle did that like just started trickling out yesterday. I feel like this is all, you know.
Yeah, it seems fishy, your boy. All right, what's next, Lindsay?
All right, so Jonah Hill revealed today that he'll no longer publicly promote any of his films in a bid to protect his mental health.
Oh,
in a statement from Deadline, Hill said, quote, I've spent nearly 20 years experiencing anxiety attacks, which are exacerbated by media appearances and public-facing events. The comedian has directed a new documentary called Stutz, which is about him and his therapist, and it explores mental health in general. But he says he won't promote that movie, nor any upcoming films, describing this as an important step to protect himself from anxiety attacks.
Now, why did you OG's her when she said that about Jonah Hill?
Because I just feel like when you're a movie star...
Well, let me get to my question.
Oh, yeah, let her do that first, okay.
Do you think that this decision... Do you think that this decision will negatively impact his career? Cappy?
I do.
Why? Do you think people are going to stop watching Jonah Hill movies?
No, but I wonder if studios will be like, hey, listen, this guy's the star of our film. We're paying him an awful lot of money, and we really need him to do promotional tours. And if he won't do it, I mean, I think that that's potentially something that could hurt him. But listen,
well, but it's not like, I mean, how many movies that has Jonah Hill done where he's the only star?
Three.
Which ones are those?
Saturday Night Fever.
He's an idiot. No, he's been in a bunch of movies with a bunch of famous people.
Yeah.
So the other famous people can promote the movie just fine.
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. It's a, if you don't say good for him, that, you know, that's great. Good for him. If you
have you ever
say,
had a panic attack?
I have not.
Really?
No, I have not.
Then you don't understand.
Correct. You're exactly right. I don't. Okay. I don't.
Let's go around I mean, Chris has clearly had one based on his reaction. Yes.
Yeah, of course. Lindsay? I have them all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Laura?
They're the worst thing ever.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah. If you never had one, bro?
Well, the only one I ever had was that night ate like half of a weed cookie before like all the weed cookies.
No, I'm talking about like without drugs.
That'll do it to you, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And
but I'm talking about not drug-induced.
Look, all I'm saying is this. The thing that you're supposed to say today is good for him. Everybody's concerned about mental health. It's a much bigger issue today, and it's much more exposed than ever before. And if Jonah Hill says it's creating this massive anxiety for me and I can't do it, then don't do it.
Yeah.
You are the star of
your
universe. Yeah,
but why are
now.
You defending the employer as opposed to the employee? I don't understand that.
I don't know. I'm not really
What happened to being
them?
Man of the people?
I thought you were Mr. Union guy.
Yeah, what happened to the man of the people?
I don't know. And let me go back. And
you
take
were
a look
supporting
at this.
The exotic dancers with the union a few minutes
I'm
ago.
I'm very much into the strippers.
Okay.
And unionizing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you're against Jonah. I mean, he's not feeling so hot.
Hey, Jonah, I'm with you, brother. I hope everything's
no, you're not.
Right. Yes, my
he's
Hebrew,
lying,
my Hebraic,
Jonah. So lying
yes.
to you.
But if this is what you got to do,
yeah.
you're the star of your world. It's like Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant.
Okay, but Jonah Hill is in a movie. He did the baseball movie with Brad Pitt. You know who
Moneyball.
Can do? You know who can do the junkets? Brad Pitt.
Okay. Go ahead.
Our order will be ready at 6:09 p.m.
What do we, yeah.
If
what
you
we
and I had a movie and we had sandwich. To do the junkets.
Yeah.
I'd let you do the junkets
yeah,
if you want.
I don't want to do them by myself. If you don't do half of it, come on, man. It's like you left me high and dry for the last month and a half.
You love the attention.
What are we eating?
Doesn't he love the attention?
I got the BLT, and then I got a little surprise for the table, just in case anybody else wants
it. For the nice. Table. You're so cute,
if we
Chris.
Did a Sedano and Cap movie, Laura, and Cappy had to do the junkets, he would love it.
Oh.
Well, I'm exceptionally good at
he'd
those
be
kinds
like,
of things.
You'd be like the Rock of the junket
right.
circuit.
Right.
Yeah.
All
Laura,
pumped up.
He would totally eat that alive. Like, all the attention on him.
He wants to say that he wants you there, but it's like,
no.
Hell no, let
I hope,
me
I hope you're like Jonah Hill.
In.
Don't help promote.
I won't.
I'll be Brad
okay.
Pitt,
his
you be Jonah Hill.
Speaking of promoting, by the way.
That seems accurate. Don't you? Me, Brad Pitt, Sedano, Jonah Hill. That seems like that's
Sedano's
good.
People.
Yeah,
and The Rock, maybe. Because The Rock, you know, he's just really good at that stuff.
He's at the junkets. By the way, Wednesday, we're Wednesday,
yep.
Homebound,
mm-hmm.
Union Station,
that's
right here downtown.
The Homebound yep. Brew House.
Homebound Brew House.
It's where the Dodger shuttle takes off.
Correct. So Wednesday, come hang out with us there.
Mm-hmm.
The whole community, we want him there. And then Friday, we're going to be at Hollywood Park Casino for our fantasy football draft party. Hosted by us. We'll be doing a live broadcast there as well. So next week, Wednesday and Friday,
yeah.
Wednesday at Homebound Brew House,
right.
Union Station, downtown, and then Friday, Hollywood Park Casino, fantasy football.
Right. Very good. We're all going to be there.
And, so you see, I promoted.
Yeah, nice job, by the way.
Yeah.
Outstanding work by you.
That was our junket.
Okay?
Yeah.
See, good. See, you're okay.
He didn't get the bit you were trying to do.
No, I got it. Very good.
Did you see how he winked at me?
That
makes me so happy.
Right. He just wants to be Brad Pitt. He wants me to be Jonah Hill. That's the deal.
I don't need to be Brad Pitt, bro.
I like that I'm not getting called Jonah Hill, because in that movie especially, he was a little more chunky. Yeah. So I'm just happy I'm missing those missiles at the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said that he is somewhere home, very, very, very jealous of this right here.
Oh, of Sedano and I?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
You?
No.
No, you
Chris
and me.
Chris getting you coffee.
Oh.
You know, Greg said when you guys were coming in, he was like, I don't know if Morales, like, loved anybody as much as he loves Sedano these days. Maybe even more than Key.
Greg is very jealous.
What about the...
Yes, he is.
On air, he calls John Ireland his bestie.
Yeah. But George is my BFF.
Oh, different.
Right. It's a little different.
A little nuanced.
And plus, they're actually friends, you know.
Yeah.
No, John... So, we missed that. Oh, I'll do it next segment.
Wow,
about
Lindsay.
John... did something this week to insult Mason and Greg. But that goes to me, too.
Well, we have Balake, so you want to do it before Balake?
If you want. So basically, on Tuesday,
yeah,
in the Travis and Sliwa Open, mm-hmm, I put a Boogie Nights drop, the one where the colonel says, may I see it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Ireland text from Idaho, listening on the app, saying, that was amazing, made me laugh, miss you.
Yeah. Aww. To you.
Just to me.
Yeah.
Come to find out, Mason and Greg have been texting him in a group chat, and he hasn't responded in a week and a half.
Juicy.
But John took the time to text
John me. John always responds to my texts. I don't text him that often.
Text him right now.
Okay.
Well, that's because you're in the league with him.
So to your point, Lindsay, I actually, one of the best nights of the summer was with Ireland at TRB, Tin Roof Bistro.
Yeah, great spot.
Yeah. But I don't talk to him every day like I
went
to George.
I went there with Sliwa.
Oh,
so we had our dinner.
That's where I wasn't invited to that dinner that night.
Yes, Lee and I went to dinner.
Yeah. Now you sound like Clinton, Cap.
I know, I do, don't I? One of my best
Slee
nights
and
of
I,
the summer.
Slee and I pressed the flesh and we broke bread.
It's nice. Very sweet
had
of you
a few,
guys.
Had a few glasses of wine.
Nice. Very nice. See, it was like one of my best nights
I
of the
I mean,
summer.
If you come to the South Bay, I'll entertain you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
I
you.
Mean, you did. You came to Redondo one day and I hung out with you for
lunch. I invited you to Del Mar this weekend.
I know, but I've got like kid stuff
on
Saturday.
I get it.
You know you've had kids.
Yep. Not anymore.
Saturday is like the day of events and
plus
things.
You're going to, I know what's going to happen. He doesn't want to get slipped a Mickey on Saturday night. You're going to slip me a Mickey.
Oh, jeez. Thank God I'm not going.
I'm waking up.
Yeah, we were supposed to go. So.
I'm going to wake up tied up.
Oh, I'm so glad
it's
we're
be
not
like,
going.
All right, you know what? I'm going to move on.
Oh, my.
All right, Balake, our buddy Blake Harris, who is our Dodger insider. You can follow him. Yeah,
his
sure.
mother calls him Balake.
He's
like,
going to join us. We're late to getting to him.
Oh,
so let's talk Dodgers and how right I was about their closing situation. Next.
Live Imaging Thursday on Sedano and Cap. Yeah. Sedano's back.
Yeah.
Why are you yay-yaying to Alicia Keys?
Yeah.
On this day in 2001, the number one hit. Really, 2001?
Yeah.
Alicia Keys falling.
Old, man. She's so good, man.
Amazing.
The soul in her voice is incredible.
My favorite is when she did Empire State of Mind, Part
2.
Part 2,
right?
When it was just her on the piano.
Yeah, yeah.
It was nice.
Didn't she perform that at like the Grammys or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Whatever happened to her? She's still around?
Yeah, she's around. Probably
married to Swizz Beatz.
And collecting her checks.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You want to know,
she's made so much money.
She moved to San Diego. True story.
Yeah, at least
she did. She moved to San Diego and she has.
Does she listen to Kaplan and Group?
She might. She might. She actually
Hey, man,
may.
Scott and BR.
Yeah, right. Old school. She might, George.
That was amazing.
That was good.
So you weren't getting that from Beto or Clinton.
No, I was not. That's why I'm saying
all
I'm
due
glad
respect
you're back.
To those two.
I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
But I know she moved. There's a, actually, you could Google this. Her house.
No, why would I want to Google someone's house, bro?
Because people have done that, and they're like, hey, take a look. This is Alicia Keys' place, like, right on the cliffs. Maybe it is, but... Yeah. And she has her kids in this private school, and I know people whose kids go to that school, and they're like, yeah, I see Alicia Keys every day dropping her kids off at school. I'm like, no way.
In my neighborhood, a lot of UFC fighters, interestingly enough. I have Anderson Silva, a great. He's no longer fighting. Oh, he did do that boxing thing the other day, or a couple months ago.
Like, he lives in your neighborhood? Like, you knock on the door and go, yo, you got butter?
Not that close, but he lives within...
you got butter for me.
He lives pretty close, yeah.
Really?
I've seen him at the grocery store. Like DeMarco, like when I run into DeMarco at the grocery store. Yeah. Me, DeMarco, Anderson Silva.
You know, when I move into... when I move to L.A.
Don't go there, because you got to drive up the mountain.
I'm moving right into George's neighborhood.
You could.
Nah, you know.
Moving right in.
You could.
Big mountain to drive.
Actually, you know Chris is terrified of coming to my house. Oh. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to Balake real quick. He's been on hold and he's been patient, and we're already late like by almost 5 minutes. Yeah. Balake, how are you, sir? Oh, I need to
bring I've been enjoying this conversation here.
So how right from a scale of like 1 to 10 was I about Craig Kimbrell back in like April?
Oh, I'm probably going to have to go with maybe a 15,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, I would agree. 15
Don't do
sounds
that,
right.
Blake.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. I spotted this thing in April right away.
But then I tried to tell you guys that you don't want to get rid of a guy like Kenley Jansen.
Right, but Kenley Jansen, you know, all due respect, you know, with his physical limitations at the moment and his health situation, is no longer available either.
I understand. Yeah. All I'm saying is that he was part of the familia, and you let him go, and you brought in somebody whose act is old at this point, and he doesn't get the job done anymore.
And that thing he does the way he winds up, dude, that thing was cool when he was, like,
when
good.
When he was good.
Now it's, like, so annoying.
Right, guys go into the batter's box and, like, you're not really doing this,
yeah,
are you?
Really? Like, come dude, on. What are you? Like, he thinks he's, like, you know, Ricky Vaughn,
yeah,
like in Major League.
That.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
it's
what's
annoying.
Going on here?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Blake, back to you.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, nothing will ever get old of watching Mary Hart try to impersonate him from years and years ago.
Oh, I do love a Mary Hart impersonation.
That was the best.
I love her.
That was the best.
Yeah.
All right, so here, let's get back to the story then. So, yeah. So
why does he stink so bad?
Well, he put out a tweet the other day, Blake. I don't know if you saw this or not.
Kimbrel?
No, Balake.
Oh, Blake.
Balake puts out this tweet. He's like, listen, this guy should not be on the playoff roster.
I saw it. If you subscribe to his Substack, you would have seen he actually wrote a story about it.
Oh, I didn't do that because you know me.
Which
I don't
you should,
journalism.
If you're listening. Blake does the best Dodgers work out there right now. It's why we have him each and every week at Thursday at 5:45, usually, except when we're late. But you get the point. He wrote that in his Substack, which you should subscribe to. You listening, not Cappy, because he's just whatever.
No, man, this is sensationalism versus journalism. Right. Blake, the point is, though, and make the case as to why Kimbrel should not be on the Dodgers postseason
roster.
On the postseason roster.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what happened there? Did you have a brain
know,
fart?
Yeah, I had like one of those things where I was going to go line up.
Did you just have a stroke on the air?
Maybe.
What happened?
Lineup didn't happen. Roster didn't happen. Yeah.
Go ahead. Blake, anyway. Your turn.
Yeah, so the thing with Craig Kimbrel, I mean, I will just say this. He's going to continue to be the closer until the end of the season. They're essentially going to give him the Max Muncy treatment where they're just going to ride it out since they essentially have the division locked up. So I got no problem with essentially every night you just continue to throw him out there. Hopefully it's the game he figures it out, but we're 4 months in and he just simply hasn't figured it out. But yeah, I was talking about that. The Dodgers in years past, they've gone away from Kenley Jansen, who, like I wrote in my article, looks like Mariano Rivera compared to what we've had to see this year with Craig Kimbrel. And come October, I don't think the Dodgers are going to use him in the ninth inning. I think they're going to use Blake Treinen, Evan Phillips, George and I's closer, Yency Almonte. But when I was talking about, you know, Kimbrel not potentially making the roster, you can make the case when everyone is healthy, Kimbrel is probably the 14th or 15th best option out of that bullpen. You can only carry 13 pitchers, and there are a lot of guys that are more than deserving. A guy like David Price, for example, who I don't think has allowed a base hit in about 3 weeks, this is the guy. He deserves a spot over Craig Kimbrel, but I wouldn't be surprised if Price is left off the roster. So I get Kimbrel is one of the best closers of this generation. I get he's getting paid nearly $20 million, but at the end of the day, you're trying to win a World Series, and Craig Kimbrel is not going to help you out if he's on the mound. Unless he's on the mound with a 10-run lead, by all means, throw him out there in the ninth, but if it's anything less than 5 runs, I'm personally terrified.
Yeah, I'm with you, Blake.
Personally terrified.
Blake Harris, our Dodger insider.
So is Dave Roberts.
Subscribe to his Substack. I'm glad you led me there because, look, I love Dave. Dave is great. He's a great human being, and he's a very good manager. Don't get me wrong, but and I get what he's doing defending his guy, and this is what makes him great, right? Like he'll defend his guy, but come on, man! Like at some point. Like, I don't know. Look, I am a team player in the sense I will defend people. But at some point, it almost feels disingenuous what he's saying, Dave Roberts, about Craig Kimbrel. Like, I don't believe Dave Roberts, as astute a baseball person as he is, actually believes the words that are coming out of his mouth about Craig Kimbrel, Blake.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much defend Dave with 95% of the things he does. But the other night, following the game when Craig Kimbrel blew it, he essentially said, oh, yeah, I'm not too concerned with the results because I thought the stuff looked good. So maybe just because he's in the dugout, he has a different angle. But Kimbrel couldn't throw strikes. He had no command. He allowed 3 of the 4 hitters he faced to reach base. And again, sure, the stuff might look good, but at the end of the day, results are the most important thing. I don't care if you know, all the expected numbers and everything, they look fantastic. If you're not doing your job, that is the biggest concern. And again, he's not going to throw him under the bus. He's not going to say he blew it. He's not going to say, this guy I don't trust. Obviously, you know, they're probably having conversations about that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, at some point you do have to come out and say what happened tonight was unacceptable. We need guys that we can rely on. We need guys that can shut things down. And like I mentioned, out of the 15 arms, he's the least reliable. Phil Bickford has been a lot better. I think Phil Bickford has more 1-2-3 outings than Kimbrel does this season, and he's making probably $500K a year.
Yeah, but on the other hand, let me just throw this at you. You know, what if Dave Roberts says, hey, have I not earned your trust? I mean, because there were plenty of people complaining about Kenley Jansen last year, and then, you know, he stuck with him, and then he rewarded you in the postseason. We have enough of a lead. If I'm Dave Roberts, that's what I'm thinking. We have enough of a lead in the division. Nobody poses a threat. Let's keep throwing him out there. Let's see if he gets back his form, and if not, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, which, like I said, I'm okay with, because the division is essentially locked up. You have the runway, you know, you have about 6 weeks left in the season to continuously throw him out there in the ninth inning, see if he can figure it out, because although losing games does hurt like the other night, they can afford it. So there is that possibility that over the next 6 or 7 weeks, Kimbrel's able to slowly figure some of the things out. He even said, you know, two nights ago, I need to be better. And the thing I do like, he's taking accountability. He's not blaming anyone but himself. So there is a possibility that, again, Kimbrel can slowly turn into the closer that he was a couple of years ago when, again, he was the most dominant reliever in all of baseball. There is that possibility, and I'm in favor of the Dodgers giving him that shot. But if October 5th rolls around, the playoffs are, you know, a few days away, and Kimbrel still has an ERA of nearly 5, like I mentioned, I hope he's nowhere near the mound in the ninth inning.
Hey, Blake, you're going to join us on Wednesday, correct, when we get down to Homebound Brewery? Is that going to happen?
Yes, I will be.
I know it's Brew House. I said Brewery. Wednesday.
I'll be joining. Like I said in the community, yeah, for those that want to get involved on this, the Dodgers game starts at 6 p.m. And for every run the Dodgers score, I'll be consuming one beer.
All right.
Hopefully for the brewery's sake, it's a lot of runs, so they're getting a lot of business.
Let me just make sure we're clear.
I mean, did you not hear him the first time he said it?
I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Okay.
The game is at 6. We're going to be at Homebound Brew House at Union Station.
This mother bleeper, you.
If they score 10 runs, you're going to drink 10 beers.
Yes, that's what he said.
Yeah, but if they score 10, it's going to be a wild journey to get back home. But
I will
have 10 beers. Well, right, the thing is, I'm actually taking the yellow line in.
Oh, there you go. Easy enough. Then you don't have to worry.
We'll just throw you on the train.
So yeah. If we get 10 runs, 10 beers it is.
Okay.
There it is.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, there you go. Blake, we are looking forward to meeting you in person, pal. Thank you for all your support and your help on this show. We appreciate it, pal.
Hey, looking forward to it next week, guys, and have a great weekend. And, George, I'm looking forward to that college football broadcast you were mentioning earlier. Hopefully I can somehow listen to it, but if not, I'm sure you're going to crush it.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
Balake.
Yeah.
In the house. Mm-hmm. His mom now calls him Balake.
No way.
Ask him.
All right. I'll ask him later.
Okay.
He's gone already.
Ask him Wednesday.
Yeah, I will ask him Wednesday. He can do a live Dodger thing with us.
He should.
Right before the first pitch, 5:40.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we're going to watch the game together.
Yeah, and see him get drunk.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Chris had something. He was really upset and fired up about something he wanted to talk about at 6, but we were going to talk about it during.
We already did.
Oh, we did? No, it was something that Lindsay said. That fired you up.
About John?
Oh, yeah. No, he was upset with Lindsay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Upset.
Also, oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Laker fans are going to be mad about something that was said.
About from who? Who said it?
I'll tell you next.